Dr. Don Pedro Obaseki said ever since the commencement of radio broadcasting service in 1932 in Nigeria through the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, and the establishment of Western Nigerian Television in 1959, the 2015 digital migration of electronic broadcasting will arguably be the most radical and drastic overhaul of broadcasting in Nigeria. This, he said, will affect the entire value chain from broadcast origination, programming, advertising, and home viewership dynamics. Dr. Pedro Obaseki said the June 17, 2015 deadline set by the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, for broadcasting to transit from analog to digital is not a Nigerian initiative, but rather a global imperative.
Nigeria must experience digital switchover, or else we stand the risk of being isolated from the world's broadcasting community. We'll be left in a digital darkness.
Furthermore, he said a two-day seminar in collaboration with the Nigerian Broadcasting Commission and the Advertisers Association of Nigeria on the business of broadcasting in post-digital migration era in Nigeria will be held in January 2015 to educate Nigerian advertisers on the scope, effects, challenges and opportunities inherent in the mandatory migration of the broadcast industry from analog to digital spectrum.
The advertiser pays the broadcast bill. The advertiser pays the Bible. And this conference is thus designed to aid the advertiser in comprehending the new digital tune, to provide a comprehensive learning on the migration process and how it will affect electronic media advertising after 2015.
Dr. Pedro Obaseki said the digitization conference will provide an ample opportunity for all involved in the broadcast chain to have a direct interface with the major purchase decision makers who contributed more than 95% of total advertising budget spent in Nigeria in 2013 alone. This is estimated at about 103 billion naira for the year. A stakeholder in the advertising industry, Mr. Kachi Onubogu, said in 2015 there will be a change to how media is bought and consumed in the country, and advertisers need to be prepared for the era of digitization. Mr. Onubogu said digitization will create job opportunities and boost a new sector in the economy of Nigeria.
One of the guiding principles is that these decoders will be manufactured in Nigeria. So there's an idea that it will help create jobs. Because if you make 14 million decoders, at least you're going to have people working there. There'll be young people, young engineers, young technicians who will be working there. There'll be guys making ICs, there'll be guys making plastic boxes, there'll be guys selling cables. The government has an idea that if he works the way he wants to work, it will create jobs and employment for people. It will spawn an industry that doesn't exist today in Nigeria.
Participants expected at the digitization conference slated for January 2015 include media and advertising managers from the broadcasting industry, government regulatory agencies, and speakers like the Director General of the Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria, Dr. Ladan Salihu, who will be delivering a paper on a case for effective radio broadcasting in Nigeria after the digital migration. I am Tina Armstrong.